Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The countdown is over. It's been 7 long years for fans of the TV series with the ultimate cult following. Of course, I'm talking about Arrested Development. Yesterday, 15 new episodes released exclusively on Netflix. And if Twitter, Facebook is any indication, and it is, hardcore fans did not leave their houses all day. This includes our own Kristen Meinzer. Kristen, I understand you spent all weekend with Arrested Development.
All weekend. Me and the Bluths and all of our dysfunction.
All right. Well, since you spent all weekend with Arrested Development, and I confess, I've never seen the show. I am useless to you right now. So I'm just going to take myself out. I'm going to hand things off to you and to Will Leach. He's contributing editor for New York Magazine. Earlier this month, Will wrote a piece called The Persistent Cult of Arrested Development. I'm useless to you. I leave it to you, Kristen, please.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Todd. And Will, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I will talk about Arrested Development forever.
Well, you just wrote this great article on Arrested Development and the persistent cult of Arrested Development. Why do you think that this show, of all the hundreds of thousands of TV shows that we've had all over the world over the last several decades, why does this one have such an extreme cult following?
Well, it had two major things in that one, it was densely packed with a lot of in-jokes that only devoted fans could have and that would get and understand. And the other thing was that it was taken away from them at the wrong time. Even the intro of the new shows talks about how, you know, the show whose future was abruptly canceled. Like, people are still sore about having this kind of world taken away from them. And I think that's the sort of thing that really creates a cult. It's not just having that kind of love for the show, but having it kind of taken away by mean people in suits.
And let's remember also, when the show went off the air 7 years ago, this is the very last thing that we heard was a hint that it was not gone forever.
Yeah, well, certainly.
And maybe pitches her TV show to a Hollywood icon who says,
"No, I don't see it as a series. Maybe a movie."
So, Will, that hint there that it might turn into a movie someday, but actually it's on Netflix right now. How do you feel about this format change? Because going from network TV to Netflix kind of opens some doors and it might close some others. What do you think about it?
Well, you know, in a lot of ways, it was probably the best way to get it back. I think certainly a lot of people that were so sad to see it gone in the first place, we would have taken it in any format. I am 3 episodes in. I don't know how many you are in.
I watched it all.
I respect, that's amazing. And I actually was going to do that. And then I saw an interview with Mitchell Hurwitz where he made a good point, because I watched a lot of the second and third seasons I'd seen them, of course, but I wanted to refresh and everything. And it is true, like he said, that after about 5 or 6 funny things start to feel a little less funny just because you're just kind of in this kind of run forward thing. But I like the idea that of the ones I've seen, I love that they're longer. I like that they're packing more information and they're packing more story into it, particularly because it makes the show feel like a little less frantic than maybe the first version did.
Yeah, in some cases, the episodes are as long as 37 minutes as opposed to the old 22.
Yeah, and it feels like – because one of the things about – the original show, it felt so packed with jokes. They were bursting at the seams. It felt like they were trying to put the lid on this. These jokes are popping out of this 22-minute format. I've found the new episodes a little slower and a little more lived in, which I think is probably a difference from what people might be used to.
Yeah. Well, let me just ask one last question before we go. With all of the buildup for this series and people waiting so long for these episodes, there have been some mixed reviews online. Do you think that maybe everyone's build up, they have just expectations that are a little bit too high?
Oh, I mean, it was impossible for them to people to meet any information. I mean, it feels weird just seeing the actors look older. Things are different. I think it was inevitably people were going to have some sort of reaction. I'm still early on enough. It's just a different paced series than it was initially, and I think that's going to be an adjustment. But to me, I'm just grateful to have these guys back.
Oh, I actually have to say I'm grateful to have them back too, and I really held my tongue to not give any spoilers today. But and I'm glad you did too, Will. Thank you so much for being here.
Of course, thanks for having me.
I'm grateful to have the two of you, because I am shamed that I've not watched Arrested Development. I promised to watch it. I was late to the game with Game of Thrones. I'm caught up. Late to the game with Boardwalk Empire. I'm caught up. Arrested Development. Kristen Meinzer, this is my promise to you in public. I promise. I'll watch it.
I take that promise, and I will challenge you to that.
Kristen Meinzer is our culture producer and progenitor of the Movie Day podcast here on The Takeaway. Will Leach is a contributing editor for New York Magazine. Thanks, guys, for helping me.
Thanks, Todd.